All right, so we are officially on the top of Chaf Hamad Aleph. I want to actually just move back to Chaf Dalam Beis for a second because the Gemara continues very closely from what you're talking about over here. So if you remember what we were talking about Chaf Dalam Beis, the question was asked: what's the halacha? The bottom line is: do we, Mahu lalos minasiyas kapam liyuchzen, right? Do we allow, if someone is found to be duchening, does that tell me that they have a strong yichus, right? That we know that they're Jewish, etc. Certainly in this case that he's a Kohen. So the Gemara had said, what's the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Ravina? Said, fine, what's the halacha? And they said, fine, I ana masnisa yadana, right? If you go back for like, I don't know, like 10 lines up from the bottom of Chaf Dalam Beis, I'm just going to read it quickly, but just to remember where we were, because it's going to be important moving forward. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gadola Chazaka. Rabbi Yossi said that Chazaka is a very powerful thing. Why is Chazaka such a powerful thing? Shnei Amar, Bnei Akohani, Bnei Chaviya, Bnei Akutz, Bnei Barzilai, Asher Lokach, Bnei Barzilai, Yoladi Isha, V'Isha, V'Karei Shema Al Shemam, Eila Bikshu Liksavam, Mehmit Yachashim. Remember, they need these people, they're coming back in times of Ezra, back to the Beis Hamidrash, they couldn't find their Velonimtsu. They were looking to find their pieces of paper that proved that they're kohanim, they couldn't find. Then vigalu mina kohanim, they were kicked out of the kahuna. Vayomer hatirshta, right? Hatirshta said to them, "Asha lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim adamora kohen lewer mutumin." He said to them, "Sorry, you can't eat karbanos until you can find out again from the lewer mutumin that you're really a kohen." And what did he say? Amar lahem, he said to them, "Hari atem bechazkaschem, but you remain in your chazaka." Right, but mehayisam ochlin begola. What would you eat when you lived in Babel? Because she'agvul, you ate truma. Afkam because she'agvul. Right, so even though they were not able to provide the documentation that they're kohanim, they maintained the chazaka that they could eat truma. Right, and the Gemara wanted to use it as a proof. And if you would say that they would typically, because someone would duchen, you could say that they were a kohen miyuchas, hani kevan de parsi adayu aslasukinu. If these guys were really Kohanim, or these guys are for lechora. They were eating truma. They were probably duchening also. So they would have that would have been enough. They're doing kinesias kapayim. So the Gemara answers, shani hacha deria chaskayu. This case was different, right? So don't give me a proof that we don't not malam kinesias kapayim liyuchzen. Why? Because in this case the chazaka itself was messed up, right? Right. The everyone sees, Rashi points out, everyone sees other Kohanim eating Kodshim and they're not eating Kodshim Mikdash. Right? So there's an attack on their Chazaka. That's why. But otherwise, maybe you could have argued, no, we really would have been Malden from Nesias Kapayim to Kahuna, to Yochazan. So, and the Gemara says, and I'll tell you why it's true. The Elo Tema Hachi, because if we don't say that there is some like mess up in their Chazaka, same here, same thing. And if you don't say that, then again, according to the Mandama that says that you can that someone eating truma means that, right, means that they must be a good Kohen. Again, these guys, he's letting them eat truma, right? Since eating truma, again, we should be allow them to be treated as regular Kohanim. And Allah mishum deria chaskayo. So it must be that their chazaka was messed up, right? And that's the reason why everything here changes for them. Right, because there's everyone else is eating kachim. We said it's like a bizarre thing. Like, you can't be kohana, but you can eat truma. It's like a very weird situation. So the fact that there's a reisa against their chazaka has been messed up because everyone else is eating kachim and they're not. So that's the reason why everything changes. But so therefore, don't bring me a proof from here. Oh, you see that? You see, eskapaim doesn't give me a proof to yuchasim.
Kachim,
yes, right.
It's meat from
Karbanos. For Karbanos.
Plus a truma, which you could eat.
Which is given, yeah, it's given, yeah. certainly, Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz Laretz Midrabanan.
But that's not different.
That's not Kachim. It's not Kachim, right, correct. It's different status.
And they couldn't do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash.
Correct, because they didn't have their documentation, but they were eating truma Midrabanan already in Babel, so let them continue to do that. So Gemara says, okay, but if that's true, Elamai, so now it says Gemara, but Elamai Gedola Chazaka. Okay, so now you're telling me that they're like chazaka was messed up, right? And they were continuing to eat truma, but the fact that their chazaka was messed up is a reason why that they had all these problems. So if that's true, what do you mean? That whole brisa began with the phrase gedola chazaka. Chazaka is so strong. So what was so strong about their chazaka in this case, right? So the answer to the Gemara, Meikara Achoba Truma Derabanan, Hashta Achoba Truma Deraisa. No, it wasn't different. The difference is, before they were eating Truma Derabanan. Why? Because they were living in Bavel. Right? And now they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were eating Truma Deraisa. Right? So that's why it's called, you know, Truma, that's why it's called a Gedola Chazaka. Right?
What's that mean?
And that, what?
So what? Is that what that's saying?
No, but this Hatirshta person, right,
yeah.
Who told them you can't eat from the Kachem Mizbeah,
yeah.
He said to them, but by the way, he goes, what were you eating in there in Bavel? I said, Chuma. He goes, you can keep eating Chuma here too. Ah, right. So the Chiddush, right, the Chiddush of the uh-huh. Gedola Chazaka is that the Chazaka allowed them to eat Chuma Daraisa, right, even because they were eating Chuma Midrabanim before. So that's why it's Gedola Chazaka, even though the Chazaka. Surely not so good though. It's not enough at this point to allow them to eat Kachem Mizbeach.
Yeah.
Fine. Sends Gemara v'Ibai Yisem. And if you want, and if you want, I'll tell you something different. Hashanami v'Truma Derabanan. No, this is really Hashanami v'Truma Derabanan Lachon. No, even today, meaning even after they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they're still eating Truma Derabanan. Okay. V'Truma Deraisa lo achol, but they're not going to eat Truma Deraisa. What's Truma Derabanan in Eretz Yisrael? Look at Rashi. V'Truma Derabanan sharei gebegola hayuch. Hayusha ain sham chum mina Torah, right? The kol mitzvah she tuli ba'aretz ain ano heges el ba'aretz, and that was the chumah derabanan then. So, what's the second answer? V'ibayis ema hashanami v'chumah derabanan lachol even Eretz Yisrael. What's that? Chumas peros ha'ilon v'yerek. Chumah deraisa is on other in Rashi says in deraisa dagan tiyosh v'yitza. Right, the chumah on weed, etc. So that's truma deraisa, but the truma on an apple in Eretz Yisrael, that's only midrabana. So or vegetables or whatever. So maybe you say no. Even the transfer is actually exact. They're eating truma derabana in Bavel, which is all foods, right? Only truma midrabana in Eretz Yisrael in Chutzaret, sorry. And they came to Eretz Yisrael. They maintained that he eating truma derabana, which means only the items that are only the chumas only the rabban in the first place, like fruits and vegetables.
Not the chumah, correct.
Right, and if you wanted to tell me, I could. But what about chumah to yochazin? But chumah deraisa, but chumah derabban lo maskina. Right, and what's the point? Again, the point is we said, well, they're holding on to chumah that they can keep eating, but we're not allowing them to prove their yichas in any way, right? So what do we allow? We allow them to keep eating. Okay, we're making this split decision. We said you can't eat from the Mizbeach, right? You can't eat Kachim, but you can keep eating Chuma because you're a Chazaka, right? So we said, what's the Gedola Chazaka? That's not so great. The answer is, we allow them to keep eating, so the first answer was they go from eating Chuma Derabanan in Chotzar, to now they eat Chuma Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Or second answer is no. They continue eating Chuma Derabanan. Chuma Derabanan in Chatzaret, and they eat Chuma Derabanan even here in Eretz Yisrael, which, by the way, you might have argued they shouldn't do at all, because now because now when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're not eating from Kachim, and we're letting them continue to eat Chuma Derabanan, right? And what about this concern that people are going to see them eating Truma, and they might think that they have good Yechis? And the answer is, it's only true when you're eating Truma Deraisa. The person's only allowed, he's minimized to eating only Chuma Derabanan, so we're not nervous if people are going to learn, assume that he's really a kohen. Okay. But if that's true, says the Gemara of Elamai Gedola Chazaka. So then again, what's so great about the Chazaka? The Afagav, the Ikel, and Migzar, Mishum, Shuma, Deraisa, Lo Gazrina. So the Gedola Chazaka is, what should I have said, and what you would have expected the Gemara to say, right, is that once we're now concerned, this person's not allowed to eat Shuma, Deraisa, so we should be goes there. Right? There should be not allowed to eat any Shuma at all. So in fact, if we allow them to still eat Truma Derabanan, and we don't say, no Truma Derabanan, because you might come to eat Truma Deraisa, that already, Gedola Chazaka, which allows them to maintain their ability to eat Truma Derabanan, in that case. Okay. So that's how we're understanding this whole brisa. Fine. Okay. So says the Gemara, but Truma Deraisa, lo achol. Really? They couldn't eat Truma Deraisa? Is that true? Right? V'haksiv, again, This story of them coming back in the time of Ezra, right? So you're telling me when they got back to Eretz Yisrael, now all these specific Kohanim who didn't have their papers, or they didn't have their yichis, documented, so they couldn't eat Chumah Deraisa. Really, v'haksiv asher lo yochlu mikodshei kodesh hakadoshim. Right, the pasuk says, we just quoted the pasuk before, he says about them that they can't eat from Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim hu d'lo achol, habit shuma d'raisa achol. It sounds like they just can't eat Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh Kadoshim sounds like it means kachim, right? It means the meat from the Mizbeach, right? But not regular, not truma. Truma sounds like this should be allowed. So says the Gemara, hachikamar. Lo b'mide di ikre kodesh, dichsev. Meaning when it says kodesh hakadoshim, what's it referring to? It means as follows, right? You're not allowed to eat things that are called kodesh. Dichsev v'chozar lo yochal kodesh. Right? V'chozar lo yochal kodesh is referring to truma. And Rashi, look at Rashi right up on the right next to where we are. V'chozar lo mide di ikre kodesh tohani truma. V'chozar lo yochal kodesh b'truma mishtai. That's the pasuk's talking about. Dichsev. And this pasuk is referring to eating truma. Fine. So first of all, it says, you know, you can't eat kodesh. And what is kodesh? The item called kodesh is truma. Okay. Velo b'midi. Now back in the Gemara, velo b'midi the ikre kadoshim. And also not the thing that's called kachim. Why dichsev? Ubas kohen kisiyel ish zar. He betrumas hakadoshim lo sochal. Right, so when a bas kohen goes ahead and marries a non kohen, what happens? So she loses the ability to eat kachim. Even by the way, even if, and if you talk about this, I think back in Yevamos, even if she gets divorced or she becomes almana and she has no children and she goes back to her father's house, she can go back to eating truma, but kachim she can't eat anymore. Right, and that's what you're referring to.
So we're defining kachim more broadly.
Well, we're just saying there's kodesh and there's kachim. Kodesh is truma, kachim is something else, right? Look at Rashi. V'lo b'midi d'ikre kachim afilu chazei v'shok shel shlomim hanachalim l'neshei kohanim v'avdeim. Right, that every person would shecht any animal, so they'd give the chest and the leg and etc. They would give that to the kohanim, and even the husband, the kohanim's wives, etc. So that they would not go to the best kohen. But the bottom line is that it's called kachim, right? So v'amamar b'muram mina kachim lo socha. Right, she's not allowed to eat the muram mina kachim. So Rashi there points out that's what we're talking about. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Pei Zayin, that a bas kohen who gets married to Yisrael and then becomes an almana or a grusha, and she doesn't have any children. So the halacha is she goes back to eating truma. However, she does not go back to eating the chazei and shok. That she can't do, and they learn it from this pasuk, right? Bas kohen ki siyali ishzar he b'trumas hakadosh akachim lo socha. Right, so you see that kachim refers to specifically these gifts of meat that are given to the kohen. So the bottom line is that she can't eat kachim and she can't eat truma. Both of those things are included in the pasuk, and that's how I know that the kohen who was eating truma midra banan and chutzart, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, he would not eat even truma, would not eat truma d'arais. Not only not eating kachim, but also not chumid deraisa, because that pasuk refers to both of those things. Fine. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Tashma. Thank you. Chazaka lekahuna nesias kapayim bebavel. Vachilas chala besuria. Vachilak matanos bekrachim. Okay, so how do you have a chazaka that someone's a kohen? So where does the chazaka come from? So first of all, nesias kapayim bebavel. The guy does, he duchens in bavel. Or he eats challah in Surya. Or he gets chiluk matanos, these things given out to Kohanim, the meat that's given to a Kohen from any person who shucks any animal, bikrachin, within the cities. Okay? So what is it? The point being that someone who does, a Kohen who's doing these activities, right? So it seems to be if you see them doing that, chazaka, you can tell that there must be a Kohen.
Any one of those?
So sounds like any of those things, depending on where you are. Right, because Tzias Kapayim is in Bavel, Mamish, and Chutzlars. Eating challah in Surya. Surya is like this, like pseudo Eretz Yisrael, pseudo Chutzlars area. It's like kind of on the border. It has different status than just regular Chutzlars. And Chilik Matanos Bekrachim. These items of the meat from the not korbanos. These meat from regular shechting chulin that would go to Kohen. So that in cities. So the Gemara doesn't explain more.
Somebody has to see him do this, or.
So the point is that someone seeing him do that assumes that he's a Kohen. Correct. So Ketani Mias, but regardless of this, of all the three different pieces here, we know one of them is Nisias Kapayim, right? So that Nisias Kapayim for a Kohen. If someone does Nisias Kapayim in Bavel, you see they're a Kohen. So my lovely Yochazin, we haven't dropped it. We still want to want to prove this, that Nisias Kapan can make a strong case for Yochazan. So my love Yochazan says, no, lo l'truma. No, it's just telling me if the person does Nisias Kapan, the guy got up and he duchen today, so what does that mean? When it's time for the Kohan to sit around Nitruma, you can invite him because he was there for the Nisias Kapan. So says Gemara, but how do you dechid aschala? Right? But this is the same as that's chala. Right? Katani, and we already talked about chala. Right? Ma'achil aschala liyuchzen, I'm Nisias Kapan liyuchzen. So just meaning you're listing different things. So chala, right, allows a person to say that they have good, if they eat chala, they have good yuchas. So too, Nisias Kapan should prove yuchas, says Gemara, lo, achil aschala gufa li truma kasa. Achil aschala is just telling me also they can eat truma. Why? Achilas chala gufa lechuma. Kasav rachalav is manazeh derabanan, right? Because they're assuming that the chalav is manazeh is only derabanan. Uchuma deraisa and chuma is deraisa. Maskidan mechal derabanan lechuma deraisa. Right? When you learn from chalav ni derabanan, the person can eat chuma deraisa, uke the abich lehu ravhuna, bredi rishu derabanan. As we're going to see later on, the Rav Huna B'Yeshua say to the Rabbanan, and anyway, they flip the Shittos, which is something we're going to learn about as we move to learn the Gemara later on. So we'll stop here. We'll finish it up. Keep going tomorrow.